Aaron Klein, Hillary-funded dossier interfered in 2016 midterm elections? By Breitbart News on March 26, 2019. In a radio interview, Aaron Klein, Breitbart's senior investigative reporter, raised questions about whether individuals involved in perpetuating the false Russia collusion narrative sparked by the infamous anti-Trump dossier interfered in the 2016 presidential election or influenced the 2018 midterm election. Klein opined that the Russia collusion conspiracy may have further fueled concerns over the past 2 years about the trustworthiness of President Trump and his administration that could have seriously impacted U.S. relations with foreign nations. He further charged that the clout of the special counsel's Russia collusion investigation may have sparked impeachment fears among foreign leaders, possibly factoring into their decision-making some concern that Trump would not remain in office until 2020. Klein, who has been Breitbart's lead investigative reporter on the Russia collusion story, made the remarks during Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily hosted by Alex Marlowe. Listen to the full interview here. Speaking of interference, was the dossier, was the reporting of a crime, was the use allegedly of Obama's intelligence apparatus to promote this Russia hoax, was that interfering in the election? Asked Klein. Klein continued. The Trump Tower meeting. I have done a series of investigative reports pointing to dirty tricks there, also possibly tied to Fusion and others. You look at the number of hours, over 1,000 I believe, just spent on the main networks on the Russia collusion hoax, and you see that the American public was inundated with fake news. The Democrats have been complaining about fake news fueled by Russia. Which, by the way, if that's the case, they should be complaining about it. No foreign country should ever interfere in the election. But what about knowingly perpetuating, at least some, this hoax and then the media eating it up and so many Americans walking around believing that we have possibly, I mean think about it, almost a Russian agent as president of the United States. At least according to the conspiracy theory. So yes, there needs to be questions about whether 2016 was impacted, Klein added. And also whether this was interference in the 2018 election. I think that is a legitimate question. Klein went on to explain how the false Russia collusion narrative may have negatively impacted U.S. relations with foreign nations. And also there were reports, I don't know how true they were, but in the beginning that Israel even feared sharing intelligence with the Trump administration. Because, you know, is he a Russian agent? Donald Trump, for 2 years of his presidency, had this cloud hanging above his head about whether he would be impeached. Colluding. Obstruction of justice. These are actions that could lead to impeachment proceedings. So how many countries over the last 2 years took that into their calculations? That they are dealing with a sitting president who is being investigated for colluding with a foreign nation. Now the entire time the whole thing was a hoax. From start to finish. The anti-Trump dossier was produced by ex-British spy Christopher Steele for the controversial Fusion GPS firm, which was paid for its anti-Trump work by Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and the Democratic National Committee, DNC, via the Perkins Coie law firm. During the course of the 2016 presidential campaign, Fusion GPS reportedly held numerous briefings with major news media publications about the dossier's wild claims. Weeks before the election, one of those briefings prompted a news-making story by Yahoo News titled, U.S. Intel Officials Probe Ties Between Trump Advisor and Kremlin. The BBC reported that Steele's information served as a roadmap for the FBI's investigation into claims of coordination between Moscow and members of Trump's presidential campaign. On January 10, CNN was first to report the leaked information that the controversial contents of the dossier were presented during classified briefings inside classified documents presented 1 week earlier to then-President Obama and President-elect Trump. The classified briefings were presented by Comey, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, CIA Director John Brennan and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers. Comey reportedly briefed Trump alone on the most salacious charges in the dossier. Prior to CNN's report leaking the Comey briefing to Trump, which was picked up by news agencies worldwide, the contents of the dossier had been circulating among news media outlets, but the sensational claims were largely considered too risky to publish. All that changed when the dossier contents were presented to Obama and Trump during the classified briefings. In other words, Comey's briefings themselves and the subsequent leak to CNN about those briefings by multiple U.S. officials with direct knowledge seem to have given the news media the opening to report on the dossier's existence as well as allude to the document's unproven claims. Following the CNN report, the full dossier document was published hours later by BuzzFeed. Eventually, Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller was called in to investigate the collusion claims. Mueller's final report, summarized on Sunday by the Justice Department, found no collusion between Donald Trump or his 2016 campaign in Russia.